A crop development specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture says recent rains have dramatically improved soil moisture conditions and helped crops, but the majority of crops still range from poor to good across the province. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
As the result of limited early season rainfall, crop development across Saskatchewan is highly variable. Corey Jacob, a crop development specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, reports crops in some areas of the province are behind their normal staging. We have crops at multiple stages in the same field, which will cause some issues down the road. Some crops that are at their normal stages of development, and a very small percentage of crops that are ahead.
The moisture situation has definitely changed in the province. We went from lacking moisture to now we're good for now. You know, a few weeks of no moisture, then moisture in a couple weeks stuff with crops filling would be just ideal. Topsoil moisture conditions on the cropland is rated as 4% surplus, 85% adequate, and 11% short. And then topsoil on the hayland and pasture land is rated as 2% surplus, 76% adequate, 21% short, and 1% very short. So we've seen a very good turnaround in our crop soil moisture conditions in the province. I guess we would still be calling crop conditions in the, poor to good condition across the province. That would be the majority of crops. There are some that are fitting more, a few reports fitting into that excellent in the northwest part of the province. And crops have improved with the moisture and the warm weather, definitely hearing reports of that. So we have, you know, come a little ways from where we had started out in the province. So we're a little bit better off than, you know, a few weeks ago or even a month ago.
Jacob says across the province we'll need some warm weather to get those crops that are behind growing and a little bit of moisture in the coming weeks to help those crops finish up. He says we don't need the scorching heat typical of July that, for example, can cause heat blasting on canola and flower abortion, resulting in a yield penalty. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.